Welcome home. Royal Caribbean's Odyssey of the Seas arrived Port Everglades for the first time early yesterday morning. The Fort Lauderdale port will be the ship's home for a series of 6- and 8-night Western and Southern Caribbean cruises, which begin on July 3rd. Previously, Odyssey was scheduled to sail from Israel this summer. However, because of the unrest in the region, Royal canceled the voyages and brought the ship straight to North America. And on a similar note, Royal Caribbean had another ship arrive her home port there earlier this week. Adventure of the Seas pulled into Nassau, Bahamas on Wednesday, becoming the first ship to home port there. From Nassau, Adventure will operate 7-night voyages that visit Cozumel, Freeport, and the line's private island, Perfect Day at Coco Key. The first sailing begins tomorrow, June 12th. And lastly, Princess Cruises has announced a new service called Crew Call that allows passengers to call a crew member to their location. It'll be available on the in-cabin TV and the Medallion-class smartphone app. The feature lets guests text a question or request using the app, which will then be answered virtually by a crew member. Crew Call will be available to all passengers as cruises resume this summer. And cruise line stocks were down a bit on Thursday. Carnival Corporation, 29.83, down 2%. Royal Caribbean, down 2.3%, 90.39. And Norwegian, 32.47, down 0.5%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.